Hello, welcome to Patton Podcast. It's episode 43. We are on the street in Moscone, and I'm looking around even though it's audio. And I am joined by my co-host
Kyle Cookstell
and a special guest
Emma Kidwell, returning guest. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
I think the first couple of times you guys were doing it, and then I just left and never came back.
Yeah.
I was that bad.
But no, here you are. You're not that bad.
You found your way back in.
Somehow just found stumbled us. Upon yeah. it.
You just saw two people crouching around a microphone and decided to walk up and see what's going on.
Oh, I know these people.
Oh, I was on this podcast once.
So
we're at GDC. Mm-hmm. Everyone here gathered around this little trifecta is actually here for something different. Katie, what are you at GDC for?
I'm here for articles, interviews, general press shit. I don't know, like the stuff I always do. It's actually my fourth year in a row at GDC, which is crazy. I was at GDC 6 years ago as a student. So it's just weird that I've already been in this industry for 4 years as a journalist.
What's your one thing you always bring to GDC? What's like your survival?
Your Zoom microphone.
This is the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I've had this since I was like in college. Granola bars I keep in my bag.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, because I never eat at these things. So
I just like sniff out free food.
Yeah,
as much as I can.
That too.
I just had a cookie in the press room. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a press badge, but I found
a
cookie.
Just walked in there.
I just walked in.
Oh, I mean, if you're there with someone, no one's gonna stop you.
I didn't even see any staff in there that would stop me. So if you're listening, hot tip: free cookies in the GDC press room.
They have muffins in the morning.
That's true.
And coffee and shit. Yeah.
They have coffee. Actually, I think in the main halls
I'm
as well.
Sit down and it might affect this recording.
Oh yeah. There you go. I'm just gonna sit.
Okay, sorry.
We're hanging out right outside a hallway.
Ooh, we're squatting and it's hurting.
Maybe we'll get a picture of this great recording situation. Yeah.
Amazing. Take a selfie.
Emma, what are you here for?
I'm here for Gama Sutra. I'm doing session coverage, which is basically going to just two talks a day and then taking an hour to write about it. It's very relaxed.
Mm.
I'm doing a good job. And
you rate yourself good job.
Yep. And that's about it. I'm just here for work. It's my second time working because the first two GDCs were as a student. And this is my fourth time here, I think, consecutively. And it's great.
How long have you been working for Gama Sutra?
2 years.
But you were here as a student before, not as a staff?
So the first two GDCs, I was here on scholarship as a student and looking for a job. And then I got one at Gama Sutra, and so it's been cool and weird, and spoiler alert, not anymore, but...
Oh.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You found
this is a bad end.
Yeah.
Bad end exclusive. This is breaking news.
Whoa. GDC no longer weird.
You were on some show today.
Oh yeah, I was co-hosting Kind of Funny's Games Daily thing on Monday.
Oh yeah. I already forgot that.
I forgot it too, honestly, but just because I was basically on autopilot the entire time.
Yeah.
I was so nervous and sweaty.
I guess I should ask where the offices are, like on a podcast. Like, where is it?
It's around here.
Okay.
So it's in San Francisco.
It's in San Francisco. I don't know where. It was basically just like talking about general games news that you would find on any of like maybe on US Gamer.
It was on Monday.
Yeah.
So what's happened by Monday? Monday is the first day of
Monday
the conference
was the first
for
day.
It's like pre-Google.
Yeah.
So it was pre-Google.
It was pre-Google. So we were just talking about, about Google, talked about stuff from over the weekend. So I was very fortunate because I didn't have to have super hot.
Sorry, I just saw a GDC butt crack. It just happened.
Whoa.
First butt crack of the season.
I've seen a lot.
I've seen zero.
Really?
Oh, well, you just missed your chance.
Damn.
Damn it.
Come to GDC.
Walking away.
Specifically for that. But
that's cool. So you're speculating. Were you on TV?
I was on Twitch.
That's
so
like
you could watch
it's TV
me
for
on
gamers.
The TV.
It's
yeah,
TV,
TV for gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was really weird because a lot of the community was very nice. I'm not used to the internet being nice sometimes, as like a lady and on a public facing platform, but everyone was really nice and I had a really good experience and time, so which was I'm not to say that I wasn't expecting it, but just because you don't know until you do it yourself.
Yeah, that's nice. That's like reassuring, you know? Like I've heard my boss was on that same show.
Yeah.
And she said like everyone's like super nice tweeting at her after, like, oh, you did a great job.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's cool. But they seem to have like a nice audience, I guess.
It checks out.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Nice. So, do we have any opinions on Google Stadia? Is that how you say it? Stadia? Stadia?
I've been calling it Stadia. Is Stadia? That, but I keep wanting
You're
to put
the
an
T.
R.
There's
Satia?
A T at this front.
Yeah, it's Stadia. Stadia.
I definitely thought
Stadia?
It sounds like a porn star.
Yeah, right?
Or it sounds like a virus. Or it sounds like a weird medication or ointment.
The weird thing
is like...
It's like,
put some Stadia on your legs.
It's only not like that. The weird thing about it is that it just... The name doesn't check out with the rest of Google's like products, you know?
No.
Like they usually use normal names.
Or like
boring
Home
names. Yeah.
Or Pixel.
Right. It's like normal names. So I was
Glass.
Expecting something like that. And this is like.
Like Google Box.
Stadia.
Google Console.
And it's like a squiggle for a logo. And I'm like, oh.
The logo is.
It's. It looks like they're like. They just like. We'll just do this one. All these other concepts suck. The conference
like, no,
is
like,
tomorrow. We're
it's like
revealing
if someone,
it.
It's like if someone was trying to draw like the Wi-Fi connection logo and it kind of like got a little drunk up there and like, oh, no, it's
someone
not.
Bumped into them while they were doing it. It's like, oh, that's fine.
We'll go with that.
The colors of Google. It works, you know.
I don't care for it, honestly, because I don't understand. I've been seeing some speculation that like, oh, it's a console killer. It's not.
No.
Yeah, that's like a little overblown.
Yeah, with definitely. Any like new tech that's coming out that has the potential to maybe have a shift, it's just I don't know. I don't see the appeal in it personally. But that's just because I'm old maybe and I don't care. But I don't know, what about
I haven't seen it or I saw a live demo. Yes. Yesterday is when it was revealed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like GDC time is like, I don't fucking
Everything
know what day of the
together.
Week. But I went to their Doom talk or id Software's thing, and they did a live demo of the first Doom, and it was really rough. And I was like, oh. And then they did a demo of Doom Eternal, which is running on the new dev kit they're using, I guess, and it was like way smoother. So I was like, oh, okay, I see it. I still don't like. Get the how it's gonna work monetarily, like how are they gonna sell these, like I just
it's gonna
they haven't announced it yet.
Yeah, it's like
based. It has to be.
That's how
you gonna make your money.
I think like the really boring like techno-political part of Stevo is that Google, so like really boringly, Google Cloud Platform, which is Google's like cloud offering that's kind of like AWS or Azure, has actually been not doing as well compared to AWS and Azure. So I think what Google's actually trying to do is they're trying to push GCP, and they're trying to do it through kind of a more stealthy way where they're like, shit, like we're losing enterprise customers that would use Google Cloud Platform to like host, you know, all of their pictures. Like Tumblr uses like S3, which is Amazon, and like Azure is like starting to get more enterprise use. So I think Google, like they built this whole platform that they're trying to get people to use. But because people aren't using it, they're like, how it's coming like monetize this cloud thing? And they're like, oh, well, you know, people, we can actually do it through game consoles because streaming video will require the sort of like bandwidth and cloud services that we already have in place. So like, what if we make a cloud console to leverage our streaming platform? So I think that's why like looking at the software, the streaming part is just kind of, it's like a core part of it, but it's not the main thing. Like there's also all these other kind of like SDK tie-ins that you can do for your game. But they're all built around this idea that you're streaming your game and like using cloud credit. So I think they're just trying to find a use case for their infrastructure that is currently like not doing well, which is why the announcement just kind of like popped up in the past 6 months and now it's like out kind of. And so that's my like.
I understood like half of what you just said.
But I wonder though if it's like here to stay, just because I saw something else about how a lot of what Google has built doesn't stay around.
Yeah.
For the long term, like Hangouts is leaving. Google Plus did
not
work
Google
at
Inbox.
All. Yeah. So a lot of it, I don't know if that's where they put all of their resources into.
Yeah.
That shift.
The other thing that's weird though too is that it's not just like there's other companies that do streaming console stuff. Like Steam has a thing now. Parsec is a big one. There's like two other ones that do like streaming games. And what Google is basically doing is that instead of just doing the streaming part, they're kind of have all these other like SDK things. So like one thing they did that was kind of cool was that if you're playing a game and you're playing it through their streaming platform, you can actually also see a video of your other players or your, like your teammates' screen inside of your own screen. Hmm. So you can actually like see what you're doing in your window. It's like a first person shooter, like squad view, they called it. Hmm. And so like that's cool. But like if you build a whole game that like uses that, it's like if they shut it down in like 2 years, your whole game is fucked.
Yeah.
So it's weird like to see this kind of like, it's not just, it's a weird thing where it's not just like a platform that your thing can exist on in the same way like a game can exist on a store, like multiple stores. It's a platform that has all these other things that if you like really go in that direction of the platform, you risk potentially breaking your game if that platform goes away. So they're kind of really pushing for like truly integrated games that work kind of completely full stack with their platform and no other platforms. And like, that's a hard sell for a developer.
For sure. I feel like the big, like my biggest takeaway from this whole announcement is that that's just going to be really big for streamers. Like, I feel like it didn't do a good job maybe selling it to developers or consumers. Like, it's like pretty much just like for people that stream, there's like so many tools that they seem to be like leveraging. So it's like, that seems to be the crowd they're aiming for right now, which is interesting.
I wonder if it's just work. Because...
And I've seen about a dozen people try to open that door now. It's really funny because it's always locked. There's a door that's locked.
Oh, is it and, the caution? The one?
Yeah. And everyone has tried it. And it's just like some people just stand there for a bit. Like it's going to magically open. Like, I don't know what's going on there.
I just think it's interesting that because... when I was looking over a lot of sessions, a lot of talks reference influencers and streamers in their takeaways and stuff, and I don't really remember seeing that last year. I think there was one talk that I went to where a developer was talking about how you can leverage streamers and YouTubers and into marketing your game for you, but now it just seems like because so many people are latching onto it and writing about it, it's kind of like you're going to see a lot of people try and use that for themselves. I don't know if that, if anything I just said made sense, but
no, yeah.
Which is weird to think about.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know that it's entirely smart to put all of your eggs in one basket like that.
Yeah. I was just talking to some people at a indie independent games event thing and, okay. Levels are good. Or are they? Okay, I'll put it close. I couldn't hear it for a second. I was getting a little scared.
Sorry, Josh.
Josh is going to be pissed. I was at an indie event thing of just like a bunch of developers were around. And that was one of the like topics that came up was like, how do you reach streamers really? It's like kind of like curatorial. Like you can email, it's like emailing press, right? It's like you can email them and promote your game and try to like entice people. But there's only so much you can do. It just all depends on like a streamer's taste in games or if they're getting paid by like a publisher, you know, like with the whole Apex Legends scandal with Ninja getting $1 million. It's so
that's
crazy.
That's like not a scandal, right? That's like a lot of people disclose that that's how streamers make their money.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's weird that that came out and people were like, oh, it's a scandal. It's like, that's how Ninja makes his money. Like,
yeah, and that dude, Epic obviously, that he's like, super rich for sure.
Yeah.
Also, like, it was funny. In the backlash, or like after that, there are like people like, I only watch like real streamers that don't take promotional like money. Ninja. And then, like, but they're like, yeah, and they're like, but like Shroud and so and so. And then they're like, those type of streamers are coming out like, no, we're super get paid for like that stuff too. Yeah. And we clearly disclose it as saying promotional. It's not like it's a big secret.
You know? Would have sponsors too, depending on how big they
exactly.
were. So you're still getting paid no matter what. Like, if you're watching a movie,
I think it's just eye-opening, you know, of, like, people don't know how much Ninja's paid, but it's like, of course he's getting paid $1 million to play a stupid game. Like,
I just
he's the biggest gamer in the world right now.
Like, I think the biggest issue is, like, the transparency, because it's like, okay, how many tweets, like, after that would have to be disclosed as an ad? Because you have the very first one, but then it's like he only played the game for a certain amount of time before jumping back into his usuals.
Yeah.
So I would be interested in knowing the logistics of all of that, but that's probably never gonna happen.
What
else did you guys see? That was I barely walked on the show floor because it's just open.
Walked on the show floor
either, but
yeah.
I want to go and see all the alt control.
I want to do tomorrow because I have time.
Those are really cool and really the only thing I look forward to the most. Just
they're always so fun and
I know
like weird and
I always try to mind how like different things can come about. There's one on a couch that I want to try. I think
it's like you like move your like butt
around
or something.
Hell couch. And there's a different one too, but there's so many. I'm glad it exists.
Yeah. I really want to check that out. I want to check out the IGF stuff because the IGF does a booth. I haven't seen any of the Daily Dev stuff. I've also, like, the Mild Rumpus is actually switching out every day, which I didn't know. So I've been going back there and, like, just talking to developers and seeing games. I got to see Unpacking, which was the...
I played that at the Day of the Devs in San Francisco a few months ago.
It's up there. Well, it was there yesterday. I don't know if it's at Day of the Devs here.
I haven't seen it because the only games down there... I saw Jenny's Consume Me, which is great.
Yeah, so good.
And I think what's the one where you're drinking in hell?
After Party.
That was there. And Jenny LeClue, I think, and a couple others. Yeah. Rad Spelunky was down too. There.
Yeah, Rad's sort of there today, and I want to check it out because they just announced that this morning.
Right, the old Nindies.
Yeah.
Nindies.
I'm trying to think of what I've played. I feel like I've just been talking to people rather than playing demos, and there's some demos I can't talk about yet. Ooh. It's not that, honestly. It's not that exciting.
The secret life of a game journalist is that most of the games you play are bad.
Like, embargoes are tricky. I don't know. I went to this Xbox thing yesterday and I played Totem Teller, which is pretty cool. Shit. It's like,
never heard of that.
It's like crazy.
Yeah, the visuals are amazing. Huh. The thing is, like, the action's kind of dull. It's like very much like you just kind of like walk around and interact with things. So it's not.
Dude, this is
super,
like,
compelling mechanically, but like visually, I'm just like really, I want to see more of it. It's like amazing.
It's just so much like a thing. Like, you wrote an article in Us Gamer. US Gamer?
US Gamer.
US Gamer.
Us Gamer. Like, it just sounds dumb.
It does sound, well, US Gamer also sounds dumb.
That's true. That's why we rebranded to USG technically, but people don't know that yet.
MSG.
Oh no.
MSG's not bad for you though. Spoiler alert, it's not.
I know.
Okay, I'm letting the very smart and intelligent viewer or reader, no, listeners of Bad End.
Backers.
No one reads anymore.
I do.
Anyways, on MSG 4 months ago, you posted a really great article about like the influence of GIFs on games. And I definitely walk around GDC and I see a lot of games that, like, I'm like, wow, if I saw 10 seconds of this on Twitter, it would look really great. And then I actually watch someone play it for 10 minutes. And I'm like, this is not exciting. It's just like, it looks really pretty, but there's not a lot of substance to the actual play. So I think that feels like a theme for me, just walking around like Mild Rumpus, walking around Indie Mega Booth and seeing stuff that like has a really great aesthetic, but then like the actual gameplay, it's like, it's just not there.
That's like a bummer for me whenever that happens. Yeah. When I played, I'm like, this looks so cool. And then I play, I'm like,
It's a side-scrolling action game.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah. I mean, at least Totem Teller just seems like,
Is just so batshit. It's like, I almost don't care.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, it just seems like an exploratory type game, and it has like a really interesting tone to it, which I didn't expect.
I gotta shout out that game I showed you yesterday, the Coin Flipper.
Coin Flipper.
There's a game called, full disclosure, friend of mine, but he's making this game called Coin Flipper. Is it Coin Flipper Simulator?
I don't even remember.
It's like Coin Flipper Pro.
I just love some coins, man.
Yeah, it's like it's a phone game where you just flip a coin, you get heads or tails, but you can like change which coin you're flipping, and you can change the background and like the floor, and it's, you can like select a Bitcoin or like a peso or like a old Spanish franc or something. I don't know. It's, that game was insane and silly.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, you can switch between the like currency. There's Bitcoin, you know.
Yeah, there's the Bitcoin.
And the smaller coins like go crazy, they spin forever, and I thought that was really a nice touch, you know. It's like the weight of the coin is a factor. Oh, it was really clever.
One to keep your eye on.
Yeah, definitely. What have you played anything cool?
Honestly, the only thing I had time to play was Jenny's Consume Me, and I didn't get to play a lot because I happened to show up like 5 minutes before they were going to close down the area.
Sorry.
So I just like grabbed one of her stickers and was like, okay, bye. But I haven't been able to play anything. And that's the bad thing about being here. If you're press or something, and
or like
don't
really
have,
doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you're here for a reason, it's hard.
Unless you're here just to go to sessions and play things. It's like, unless you can squeeze everything into maybe an hour, which is impossible because there's lines.
Yeah.
And basically just lines. So I wish I had more to contribute, but I really don't. And it's Wednesday and I keep forgetting that it's halfway over.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm so tired at this point.
I saw one other cool thing. I can't remember. It's like, it was called, I'm going to pull up my my cell phone, so I wrote it down.
Yeah.
It's like
I have my notes in my bag, but I don't want to take off my backpack right now because we're sitting on the floor.
You don't want to do
my
that.
Foot's asleep.
Mm-hmm, mine too.
That's some like hot details.
Foot's asleep. It's called Black Future 88. It's like it kind of looks like Cyberpunk Dead Cells.
Oh.
With like really beautiful like pixel art.
That actually sounds right in my alley.
Yeah, it's the shit. It's
Dead Cells rules.
Being
like
shown
Cyberpunk.
It's at the Indie Mega Booth right now, kind of near the hall. So I think
I'll definitely
they switched those out too. So those all switched yesterday. Well,
it was like Monday, Tuesday were different from Wednesday.
Yeah, and these days are next.
Yeah.
So I got
which
to see.
I found out too late, and I was like, oh well, I guess I'm just not gonna play those Monday,
like,
Tuesday games.
Sorry. Oh wait, here we go. They have a list of games that are gonna be featured there, Indie Mega Booth. Yeah. Well, they only tagged the developer studio name, so I don't actually know what the games are.
It's a mystery.
Oh, they're going to have Heaven's Vault by Inkle. That looks really cool.
Yeah.
Black Future 88. Yep. What else we got? Heaven's Gate. Oh, Hellers Other Demons looks really cool. Oh, there's some good shit today. I need to go back over there.
Oh, yeah. I played... Oh, that was a cool game. I played Sloppy Forgeries.
Oh, that sounds fun. What is that?
It's a multiplayer game where you have to paint like a replica of a famous painting.
I've seen that. I was wondering.
So it's like the Mona Lisa. There's like Starry Night, The Scream. There's like all these iconic paintings. And basically, like you only have like shitty like paint, like Microsoft Paint style brushes, and you're just supposed to replicate it. And you have like a limited time to do it. The one downside I feel like is I don't think you get enough time before the time's up, and then there's like a percentage that I have no idea how it factors in,
right,
that like measures like who has painted more of it by the time time's up. But yeah, the time's like too quick, and I was like talking to the developer at a party thing, and he said that it's like they're still like tinkering with that, obviously. Because at first, apparently, they had it too long, and now it's, like, too short, so just kind of find that sweet
finding
spot.
Finding the middle ground.
Yeah. And I also feel like it depends on the painting, too. But it's really silly. It's just, like, really dumb looking and fun.
I feel like shitty painting games are, like, a genre now.
Yeah,
like Art School
fun.
Came out, and you got Sloppy Forgeries. There's a...
What is that? E-Shade? I wouldn't say a shitty painting, though. That's more, like,
it's like
arts.
Photography.
That's, like, yeah.
But there was Passport to the Starving Artist, which, like, a game that was, like, 5 years ago. It was about shittily painting stuff.
I have to actually leave now.
Oh, wow.
I need to go pick up my dumb wristband for the award show tonight.
Ooh.
Miss Fancy. And
I'll see you around somewhere.
If you see me, say hi.
Okay.
And
I'll be in the table section. So
I'll look. Where do you know where you're sitting up front at all?
I just know it's the VIP tables.
Oh,
okay. And I'll be with, VIP. I'll be with, like, other press people.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for you.
I'll be there.
But Kyle, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, finally.
Finally, after however
in real person.
Years.
I
like
how real
person. IRL. Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Josh. Wish you were here.
Hi, everybody.
Okay. I'm just going to... Anyway.
Do you have any other plans for GDC?
Yeah, I have, like, an interview tomorrow. And I have unexpected free time because I originally had a panel thing tomorrow, but then it turned out to be today, and then my boss had to cover it, and I felt kind of bad, but I was like, well, I wrote it down as Wednesday, but it's not that big of a deal. So I kind of have, like, a free morning, which is nice, so I'm going to, like, catch up with some friends, walk the floor.
Today or tomorrow?
For tomorrow, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was like, the morning is done
now.
Yeah,
the morning today, like, 4
p.m.
So I'm going to, you know, linger around, have some fun. Play some games. I want to play Void Bastards really bad because I keep hearing it's really good.
I thought that already came out.
Is it out?
I thought it's been out for a long time.
Has it?
It's like the big character art, right?
No.
I mean, I'm thinking of something else.
You might be thinking of something else because, like, I feel like I keep seeing people buzzing about it here of, like, just you got to play Void Bastards. It's good.
It's weird. It's like you don't really get, like, the talk of GDC necessarily. I don't hear people being like, you got to play.
Yeah,
I guess because there's so many little.
It's so weird.
It's so big.
It's
you
more,
can kind of
it's
find
not
your
like
own little
a,
niche.
Yeah, it's not like a PAX, you know, where you get that word of mouth. It's more like, oh, you should play this thing. Because, like, a lot of the games I've played are at, like, private events for press, like indie games and, like, whatever games. And some don't even have demos. It's just like, listen to this person talk for
Here's
a bit.
This thing. I'll
and
show
talk
you my
to them
game.
Ask them questions.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm here pitching, so I'm like.
Oh, yeah, we never
pitching.
Established that. You're asking us what we're doing here.
I'm a developer. I'm pitching my video game to publishers, so that's crazy. It's its own, like, crazy thing
just like going to people. I just saw my coworker Matt walk by, but he did not see me not sitting out here.
There he goes.
Yeah.
Bye, Matt. Yeah, it's like crazy from like a developer perspective, especially as someone who's like not here just for the talks. Like, so much of my GDC is like running to whatever station a publisher has set up to like talk and basically pitch my game. Actually, oh shit, I won third place at the big indie pitch yesterday.
What?
For PC, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It was like out of 25 teams, Cantata was number 3.
Hell yeah, that's sick.
The game that won number 1 was also like 2 months from release. So I was like,
that's not fair.
They're okay,
like,
that's
got
fine.
It worked out,
yeah.
You know?
But yeah, I won third place out of like 25 people.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do you just all pitch your game? And like
it's crazy.
Pitch?
So it's like you kind of, it's basically a speed dating thing. So you set up.
Oh, that's fun.
They have 5 tables and then each person, you go to a table and then you pitch your game to, each table had 2 people at it. And you pitch your game to both of them for 5 minutes. And then once they call time, you go to the next table and do it again. So I'm like used to pitching Cantata in kind of like a 15 to 30 minute span, and this had to be like a 5 minute pitch. So I had
scary,
to like really kind of like tighten it up and make it be like a compelling 5 minute story. And it's like, it's a strategy game, so it's not like, it'd be hard to pitch Civilization in like 5 minutes with like its complexity. And my game's not Civilization, but it has similar, there's like enough going on where just like trying to just run over every mechanic for 5 minutes is a really boring pitch. So part of me was trying to figure out like, how do I talk about this game in 5 minutes and like it be compelling. So obviously I did an okay job, so that's been crazy.
Yeah.
And still going on.
Yeah.
And then pitching tomorrow, maybe Friday, I don't know. But a lot of running around.
Yeah. Should we wrap up this
episode? We should wrap it.
Yeah. Like, do we have anything else to say about GDC?
I mean, it's hard because it's Wednesday. I haven't really been to Expo Floor yet.
Yeah,
so
it's like
we
have not like done any GDC stuff. I've been to some parties, but I've been like trying to drink light, which is nice. So
yeah,
I've been
same.
Like, I feel like pretty refreshed every day, which is good, rather than being hungover the entire week like last year.
I've been like resisting jet lag for the first 2 days. So
it's nice. Yeah,
I was like going to sleep at like 9:30 and then waking up at like 7.
Yeah, so it's like you're
I'm
on
alive.
Like a weird like on
but
like
now
a
I
schedule.
Like I fucked it up last night. I went to bed at like 12 and woke up at 9 this morning. So now I'm like back on West
that's
Coast.
Like a luxury. I'm like going to bed at like 1 and waking up at like 6:30 and I'm like I'm dying. But then after a lot of caffeine now I'm feeling good.
Ready to go.
And then tonight I'll also crash, so this is like my endless cycle, and then Saturday I'll sleep all day.
Yeah,
and that's my plan.
So excited to play some games, excited to go pitch some more, and
if you're a publisher listening to Bad End Podcast, you should email Kyle about his game.
Yeah, through Bad End. Also, I don't know if we're gonna do another podcast, but thank you to all of our Patreon backers. We've officially crested $100 a month, which is amazing.
Yeah,
thank you guys
so
for
exciting.
The support.
I tweeted about it and then we passed it. So thank you to people that saw my tweet. I think I pushed this over the edge because I was like, we're so close.
We're
$4
close. Someone
away.
Someone can do it.
Yeah. And then
I don't know where we're
it.
At right now, but we were definitely at 100 about a week ago.
100
so.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like
thank
a
you guys
over,
so much.
So yeah.
Also, I met up with a Bad End fan yesterday at GDC. So we're real people.
Yeah.
I had a great talk with him.
Yeah. It's Steven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've run Steven a few times. He's super nice guy. Shouts out to Steven.
Bad End community is really great. Turns out.
Yeah. Turns out. Turns out our Discord's popping off.
Our Discord's popping. A lot of pretty pictures of puppies.
Yeah, people post pictures of their pets. It's just like a fun time.
So if you're looking for somewhere to post a picture of your pet on the internet, patreon.com/badend, back us for
donate at least $3.
$3
we'll get on
and
that.
You can post your pet
on
a private Discord channel.
Uh-huh. It's like the American dream, you know? But and then next week we'll be recording our episode on Faith Chapter 2. Is that right? Is that the name of the game?
Are you supposed to say that on the podcast? Oh, I guess you can.
Yeah, I mean, well, if
you
can
announce it.
Yeah, we're doing it. I think we announced the last
one. Oh, yeah, we did announce the last one, yeah.
So.
But we'll be recording. So if you're in the game club, we'll be talking about Faith 2.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The developer's apparently here, but who knows if we can find him.
Oh, yeah. But we'll be recording episode on that. This is a shorter episode because we are running around GDC. And poor Josh will edit this after I send him this file, literally after finishing this recording. And hopefully he can edit tonight, but obviously no promises. Might be a little bit of a late episode, late Thursday maybe. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to us. I hope this turned out okay, because I'm recording on my Zoom. So I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
All right. We'll
see you guys next week, 2 weeks from now? I don't know,
soon. Soonish. Okay. Peace.
Peace.